So thank you very much. I'm excited to be here talking about this today with all of you. I'm going to present some preliminary findings about perspectives and perceptions of PrEP uptake, and I have no relationships to disclose. So I won't belabor the background since we've already heard a lot, but the FDA approved PrEP in July of 2012, and there's been a lot of hope that it can reduce HIV infections in target populations at elevated risk for infection, and especially when combined with other prevention methods like condom use. And some of the barriers that have already been mentioned, providers prescribing it, and also just the initial costs and also the repeat recurring visits with providers. So the federal guidelines that providers can use are for MSM include recommendations for sexually active negative adults who are not in a mutually monogamous relationship with a partner who recently tested negative, and at least one of the following: having had any anal sex without condoms, either receptive or insertive, in the past 6 months, any STI diagnoses in the past 6 months, and being in an ongoing relationship, a sexual relationship with a positive partner. And these guidelines were released in 2014. So in New Orleans, we have very high rates of HIV, especially among MSM, reflecting national trends. So we're interested in how knowledge, use, and perceptions of PrEP may vary in this target population. So during last year's National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System in New Orleans, we interviewed and tested 564 men who have sex with men. Eligibility for the study included being an adult male, so over the age of 18, born male, identifying as male, and having ever had sex with men, and being a resident of New Orleans and capable of completing the survey in English. We used venue-based time-space sampling to find and recruit men from venues known to be frequented by MSM, and basically anyone who was consenting to the survey received a $25 gift card at completion and a $25 Visa gift card for the HIV test. We used a rapid test for that. So NHBS has a 600-item survey that the CDC provides, and we also, each site is able to develop their own local questions to sort of get at some of the community issues faced in each of the 21 different cities where this takes place. And besides MSM, I just wanted to point out NHBS also monitors these trends in among people who inject drugs and heterosexuals at high risk. So the core measures that NHBS uses for PrEP are knowledge. So before today, have you ever heard of people who do not have HIV taking antiretroviral medicines to keep from getting HIV? Willingness, would you be willing to take an anti-HIV medicine every day to reduce your chances or to lower your chances of getting HIV? And a usage question. And this one is in the past 12 months. Have you taken anti-HIV medicines before sex because you thought it would keep you from getting HIV? So after the core survey, we asked local questions, as I mentioned, and these are some of the local questions our team came up with. The first is getting at current usage. So instead of asking in the past 12 months, asking if they currently take PrEP or Truvada to prevent HIV. And if they said no, we asked them why they didn't. So there were some personal reasons why MSM may not be taking PrEP. And we also asked about why they think other MSM in the community may not be taking PrEP. So we have some personal preferences and perspectives, as well as what the community norms may look like. And to operationalize eligibility for PrEP using the guidelines, the NHBS questionnaire core questions were used, and the main difference here is that we ask about, most of the questions are in the past 12 months, so asking about any anal sex, receptive or insertive in the past 12 months, and diagnoses in the past 12 months for STIs. And then being in an ongoing sexual relationship was a little more complicated, so we had anyone who reported having a HIV-positive male partner, we included in that. So just some of the sample demographics. As I mentioned, we had 564 participants. The demographics for race pretty much reflect our population in New Orleans. We had about 53% white, 34% African American, followed by other races. And in general, the sample was relatively young. 63% were under the age of 40. And most of them had at least some college or were college graduates. And it's not shown here, but 74% of the MSM we sampled had health insurance at the time of the interview. So those main questions that we were asking and that the CDC asks for the survey, have you ever heard of PrEP? About half of the whole sample had heard of PrEP. And very few had taken it in the past 12 months. Only 7 reportedly were currently taking it. But the good news was a lot of people mentioned that they would be willing to take PrEP every day, 60% after they'd heard about it. And as you can see at the bottom for eligibility, we had 46% eligible based on the guidelines. And 34% were not, and then we also took out those who were already self-reported positive because they would not be eligible for PrEP. So this is shows some bivariate associations between eligibility and awareness, willingness, and uptake. So you can see that there was a significant difference between those who had heard of PrEP based on eligibility. Eligible participants were more likely to have heard of it. They're also more likely to be willing to take it every day. And just the small number of those who had taken it ever and currently, there's no difference there. But it does sort of point out that there does seem to be a willingness in both groups, too. And so this table shows some of the reasons why. So we wanted to know more about why MSM may not be taking PrEP. The personal reasons, those who are eligible for PrEP, are shown in blue. So that would just be the 290 MSM. And then the community norms are what we asked of everyone in the sample. So that would include anyone who is positive or also not considered eligible based on the federal guidelines. So you can see that for personal reasons, not thinking they were at risk was the most important reason. 39% of eligible participants reported that, followed by not knowing what it was before finding out what it was from us if they didn't know. So those were the biggest barriers for personal reasons, and also cost or insurance. And so the copay of all those visits and your insurance being able to pay for that was a big issue. For personal reasons why those eligible weren't taking it. For reflections from why other MSM in the community were not currently taking it, the biggest reason that participants thought of was that they didn't know what it was, and that also the insurance and cost barrier. So that was 41% and 24%. It may be kind of hard to see. Some other interesting comments were that they weren't sure how to get it, so that's maybe an opportunity there for providers to talk more about it and explain how the process works. A lot of these people did have health insurance, as I mentioned. And side effects were also a potential barrier. Some of those other reasons that were listed there included, just so you know, those were like, there is no particular reason, or I don't think I would be able to take a pill every day. Interestingly, none of the personal reasons listed included not caring about getting HIV or stigma, but those did come out in community norms. So there are a few limitations. This is venue-based sampling in a cross-sectional study, so it's not really generalizable to MSM who didn't attend the venues, and also it's a snapshot in time. But it should be noted that a high proportion of participants were willing to take PrEP, especially those for whom the medication is recommended for. We also didn't wait for venue size or frequency of attendance, and all of these questions are subject to some biases like social desirability and recall bias. So in conclusion, I think what we found mostly is that there are some implications for public health practice, and that we can work to raise awareness that this is really an opportunity that 47% of MSM who were eligible reportedly were willing to take PrEP. Is an opportunity for us to educate and communicate about how to begin this, to add this to their toolkit of prevention. And related to that, that many MSM who were candidates or otherwise didn't perceive themselves to be at risk for HIV. You know, this data doesn't show whether this is internalized stigma or, you know, things they've heard about risk compensation or what have you, but that could be explored further in another study, in a future study. And also informing people about, like, eventually there will be a generic form of Truvada, and there are current medical assistant programs that people can take advantage of, but they have to know that PrEP exists first and that they that it might be recommended for them to communicate that information to them. So in conclusion, there's an overall need to raise awareness about PrEP, but there are barriers that persist. So I'd just like to thank the LSU School of Public Health, NOAA's Task Force, which is the community-based organization contracted to collect this research, and we call ourselves the NOLA Fresh Project in New Orleans. I'd also like to thank all the study participants and the CDC who funded the research. Thank you.